Brittany Booker story. Terry Jackson homicide case heads toward jury trial in January 2026. Racine County I. Racine, WEI. The Racine man accused in the 2022 shooting death of Brittany Booker, a mother of six, is expected to return to court next month for a ruling on pending motions ahead of a scheduled jury trial in January. Terry L. Jackson, 44, remains in custody on a $10 million cash bond. He faces 23 felony charges in Racine County Circuit Court, including first-degree intentional homicide, kidnapping, and multiple counts of attempted homicide, stemming from three separate violent incidents in early 2022. Judge Robert Rapishak is expected to issue a decision on Decorn 22 at 1:30 p.m. regarding motions that have been under review since earlier this year. The outcome could shape the what evidence and testimony will be permitted at trial. Jackson's jury trial is scheduled to begin at 8:30 a.m. Monday, January 5, 2026. Motions and delays. The case has been delayed repeatedly because of changes in legal representation, requests for transcripts, and discovery disputes, according to the court record. In February 2025, the court heard several motions from both the prosecution and defense, including challenges related to evidence and expert witness testimony. Proceedings continued into November, when the court accepted additional exhibits and heard testimony from law enforcement personnel. A fingerprint expert who is unavailable during the trial is expected to provide testimony via video deposition, which both sides have agreed to. Ongoing frustration with legal counsel over the past 2 years, Jackson has repeatedly raised concerns about his legal representation through the Wisconsin State Public Defender's Office. At one point, he requested to represent himself, citing a lack of communication with his attorneys and delays in reviewing evidence. That request was denied in July 2023, with Judge Rapishak stating he had a duty to ensure Jackson received a fair trial. "I'm sort of protecting you from yourself," Rapishak told Jackson at the time, comparing self-representation without legal training to entering a boxing ring with one's hands tied. Jackson was arrested in May 2022 after a nationwide manhunt. He was charged with killing Booker on April 24, 2022, and with attacking Booker and his former partner during two earlier incidents in February of that year. According to police and court records, Booker was found deceased in her vehicle with a single gunshot wound to the head. Investigators believe Jackson forcibly took her from her home early that morning while Booker's children were present. In the months prior, Jackson was accused of physically assaulting his former partner and attacking both women with a hammer. After the February incidents, Jackson allegedly fled the state with assistance from acquaintances, including individuals later charged with aiding a felon. Booker is remembered as a dedicated mother and nursing student. Vigils were held in her honor, and community members quickly raised funds to support her children. The court is expected to rule on pending legal motions during the DEC 22 hearing. If there are no further delays, the jury trial that will determine Jackson's fate will begin at 8:30 a.m., January 5, 2026. Jackson is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, two counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, kidnapping, possession of a firearm by a felon, first-degree recklessly endangering safety stalking, resulting in bodily harm, false imprisonment, strangulation, substantial battery, intimidation of a victim, 12 counts of felony, bail jumping. If convicted of the homicide charge alone, he could face life in prison.